Okay, we are up to Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We're on the fourth line where it says Tana Rabbanan. Now we start a very, 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 very famous, very important Gemara. It's all about Bein HaShmashos. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Bein HaShmashos, Safek Min HaYom, Safek Min HaLaila. It's a Safek if it's part day, part night. Safek Kula Min HaYom, Safek Kula Min HaLaila. It's a Safek if it's all day or all night. Therefore, Matilin also lechomer shnei. We give it the chumrah of both days. What does that mean? The Gemara will ask what that means. Ve'ezehu bein hashmashos. What is bein hashmashos? When is bein hashmashos? Mishatishka hachama. When the sun starts to set. When the sun starts to set. Kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. As long as the eastern horizon is still red. Hichsif hatachton. If the bottom of the horizon starts to turn dark. V'lo hichsif ha'elyon, but the upper part has not turned dark yet? Bein HaShmashos. That's Bein HaShmashos. Hichsif ha'elyon, if the upper part turned dark, v'hishvah l'tachton, and now it's the same size, same view, same light as the bottom, Zelaila, same lack of light, better, Zelaila, that's night. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That's a very, very difficult shita, because we don't know what that means. Rav Nechemya Omer, when the sun sets, the time it takes to walk, a chatzi mil. Chatzi mil, a mil that says 18 minutes, so the time it takes to walk, 9 minutes. That's Bein HaShmashos, which means, if you light candles, let's say at 5 p.m., it's in the wintertime, you light candles at 5 p.m. So, Shkia would mean... So Shkia would last 9 minutes. At 5:09, it would already be completely dark. Now that's fine. But on Shabbos, at 5:09, nobody will do Malacha. Only 9 minutes after Shkia, nobody will do Malacha. We'll see why. We're probably not going to get to that till tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Bein HaShmashos keherif ayin. Bein HaShmashos lasts a split second. It goes in and goes out. The Efshalamid love. You cannot measure the time of Bein HaShmashos. Okay? Three shitas. Now we're not going to really get to those shitas till tomorrow. Now the Gemara has not a tangent, but the Gemara wants to know what did it mean when it said the chumrah of both days? What does that mean? Omar Mar, Matilin also the chumrah shnei yamim. We give you the chumrah of both days. Lamai Hilchasa. What does that mean? So Rashi says right away, Lamai Hilchasa. Yatilu al of Safek, Shema Mishnehem Yeshbo? Is that what it means? In other words, let's say you do Malacha on Friday afternoon during Bein HaShmashos, and then you do Malacha on Shabbos afternoon during Bein HaShmashos. So is that two Safeks? Bishlama Safek Kula Min HaYom. If it's Safek Kula Min HaYom, if it's a Safek, what it is, Ikla Meimar, Linyan Matzah Shabbos. Le'avi Asham Talui. If I do Malacha on Matzah Shabbos during Bein HaShmashos, did I do Malacha? Well, maybe I didn't. Maybe it's already Sunday. So it's a suffek after being an Asham Talui. Maybe I didn't have air, maybe I didn't. Suffek kulam in a layla. What if it's a suffek if it's all night? Linyan Leili Shabbos. Then that's a Friday night issue. Right? Elachom is shnehem. But it says the chumr of both days. So my hilchasa, what does that mean? So, Amar, back to the Gemara. Amar of Huna, Breda of Yeshua. Linyan Tumah. It's regarding Tumah. Kidit Nan. Here's a story. A man can have an emission. The reason why we're going to pick men is because it's different than women. A man can have an emission, not sure what this is, and it's called a zav. If a man has an emission one time, he is tamei for that day. It's like a balkeri. Tamei for that day. If a man has emissions either, now this is different than a woman. A woman has to be on consecutive days. A man doesn't have to be on consecutive days. It could even be two in the same day. Or two consecutive days. Or three in the same day, or three over 3 days, then you become what's called a zav gadol. And if it's two rios, either again, two on the same day, different rios, one in the morning, one at night, two in the same day, or two on two consecutive days, you tummy for 7 days. If you have three rios, then you tummy for 7 days also, you have to be in korbanos. Okay, that's the difference between two and three. So, kidetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, rosh neyamim, bein hashmashos. So you saw Rashi, we'll do Rashi's vort. Rashi's much simpler, even though the Rakash is on Rashi. Rashi says, we're not talking about Shabbos at all. So it's Sunday and Monday. So you saw Safek Rosh Neyamim Bein HaShemashos, which means you saw Sunday night and you saw Monday night. Safek L'tumah Ula Karban. It's a Safek for a Tumah and for a Karban. Ra Yom Echad Bein HaShemashos. What if you just saw Sunday night, or it was during Bein HaShemashos time? Safek L'tumah. It's a Safek regarding Tumah alone. What does that mean? Let's say you saw Sunday night and Monday night. So it could be you saw on Sunday, and it could be you saw on Tuesday. Because maybe Monday night is really Tuesday. If that's true, then it wasn't 2 days in a row. It could also be you saw Sunday and you saw Monday. That's 2 days in a row. It could also be you saw Sunday going into Monday, because Bein HaShemashos is not that long of a time, so it could be that the Re'iyah lasted all that time, and then you saw again Monday going into Tuesday, so it could be 3 days in a row. Therefore, it's a suffix on all ends. It's a suffix if you have two Re'iyahs, it's a suffix if you have three Re'iyahs. And Rashi says on the third to bottom line, the very end of that long Rashi, very long Rashi, he says, the last word of the line before that, Umevi Chatos Ha'of, Haba al Safek, you bring a chatas ha'ov, you have to bring karbanos, because it's a safek. But ve'eno nechels, but you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because maybe it's only two riyas, and two riyas you don't have to bring a carbon. The shamalab bar carbon hu, malikos chulun nevela. And because malika makes it not a valid way to shech the bird, you can't eat the bird, you bring it, but you can't eat it. Then the Mishnah said, but if you saw only one night, Sunday, then if you only saw Sunday, then it's only a suffix about tuma. So the Gemara says, one second. Hagufa kasha. I'm sorry. Suffix yom echad. Ra yom echad ben hashmashos suffix l'tuma. So in this case, you only saw Re'iyah on Sunday afternoon. It's going into Sunday night. So it could be you saw one Re'iyah on Sunday. It could be you saw one Re'iyah on Monday. And it could be you saw two Re'iyahs Sunday going into Monday. So it's 2 days. There's no way you're going to bring a carbon. You can't have 3 days out of this, but you can have 2 days. That's how you can have a chumrah on both ends. Now the Gemara says, Hagufa kasha. One second. Amarta, we said, Ezu ben hashmashos, when's ben hashmashos, mishtishka hacham, when the sun sets, calls manship b'nei mizrach ma'adimim, as long as the eastern horizon is red, ha'hichsif tachton, but if the lower one is, turns dark, v'lo'hichsif elyon, but the upper horizon does not turn dark, lailahu, that's considered night. Tony, then it said, "Hichsef atachton." If the bottom horizon turned dark, "V'lo hichsef elyon," and the upper one didn't turn dark, it's implied Bein HaShemashos. It's Bein HaShemashos. So it's a stira. Is it Bein HaShemashos or is it night? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Karech v'Tony. Now these two statements are really one statement. Ezu Bein HaShemashos. When's Bein HaShemashos? Mishtishka Hachama. When the sun sets, calls man shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. As long as the horizon still light. V'hichsef atachton, and the bottom one gets dark, v'lo hichsef elyon, and the top one's still light, nami bein hashmashos. That's also bein hashmashos. Hichsef elyon, once the top one gets dark, v'hichsef atachton, and looks the same as the bottom horizon, laila, that's considered night. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar, Shmuel, hachi katani. A different answer, similar. Mishishka hachama, when the sun sets, calls man, shepnei mizrach ma'adimin, as long as the horizon's still light, yom, that's considered day. Hichsef atachton, it's a lower horizon, turn dark, v'lo hichsef elyon, but at the upper horizon, that's ben hashmashos. Hichsef elyon, v'hishvel atachton, if the lower one and the upper one are the same, laila, that's night. V'oz du l'tamayhu, and these people go according to their svaras, the itmar, because they have another brisa. Shir ben hashmashos bekama, how long is ben hashmashos? Amar rabba, amar v'yudam, amar shmuel. Shlosha chelke mil, three parts of a mil. My gimel chalke mil. What does it mean? Three parts of a mil. Ile matlasi palge. Three halves of a mil. Ile matlasi palge mila. Three halves of a mil. Sinema mil umech. That's a mil and a half. That can't be right. Ella tlasi tlasi mil. Three thirds of a mil. Name. That's a mil. Ella tlasi rive mil. Three quarters of a mil. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Shmuel. Shnei chalke mil. Two parts of a mil. Right. Two parts of a mil. My shnei chalke mil. What does that mean? Ilema tre palge mila. If it's two parts of a mil, two halves of a mil, that's a mil. Two over two equals one. Ella tre revi mil. It's two. Sorry, tre rive mil. Two quarters of a mil. lemachatimil, that's a half a mil. 2/4 is a half. Ella, rather, it means tre tlase mili. What it means is 2/3 of a mil. So we have the first shita was 3/4 of a mil. The second shita was 2/3 of a mil, right? My benayu, what's the difference between them? Amar ikke benayu palga de danka. The difference is 1/12. 1/12 of a mil is the difference between the two of them. Very small difference. These shears of Ben HaShmoshas are tiny. 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil. That's less than 18 minutes. Those are very small shears. Those are very small shears. Nobody, Bizman HaZeh, would ever allow such a thing for Shabbos to be over or for Yom Kippur to be over, right? But that's what they held. And we'll stop here. And tomorrow, the next time we meet, then we're going to get into the whole hop with the 72 minutes and Rabbeinu Tam and all that. That's really tomorrow's daf. So we'll stop now and we'll pick up next time we meet. Everyone have a good day.